The 5 o'clock news here is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump transition team has signed another key memorandum of understanding, this time with the Justice Department. The statement from incoming Chief of Staff Susie Wiles states it will let them submit names for background checks, but that it doesn't mean the transition team will submit every cabinet nominee's name for background checks. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer sending a letter earlier urging GOP incoming leader John Thune to uphold the Senate's constitutional duty for nominees.
What we need to happen is for all the nominees to go through the same process that past nominees have gone through in the Senate, regardless of party, including a full FBI background investigation.
A jury in New York deliberating the manslaughter trial of former Marine Daniel Penney and the chokehold death of a subway rider in 2023. South Korea's leader now lifting the martial law order that he ordered earlier today. This is ABC News. Despite concerns from U.S. officials, Meta says artificial intelligence did not play a major role in election disinformation. Here's ABC's Mike Dubusky.
Meta says that AI-enabled disinformation campaigns did not materialize in a significant way on its platforms, which include Facebook and Instagram. The company says that AI political content represented less than 1% of all fact-checked misinformation in the months leading up to the 2024 election.
Meta also confirms it took down 20 new covert influence operations across the Middle East, Asia, Europe, and the U.S. A search and rescue mission underway for a Pennsylvania grandmother who's believed to have fallen into a deep sinkhole while looking for her cat. A camera inserted into that sinkhole showed a big void of different depths, and modern type shoe was spotted inside that hole. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. Look for cloudy and breezy conditions tonight with a low of 25. Winds will be southwest 15 to 25. Windy and cloudy tomorrow. Spotty snow showers possible in the afternoon, bringing trace amounts with a high of 35. Winds will be west 20 to 25 with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. And blustery and cold tomorrow night. A few flurries possible. Low 9. Winds northwest 20 to 25 with gusts up to 35. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the west-southwest at 4 miles per hour, and it's partly cloudy, and our current temperature is 23 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A judge's overturning of Wisconsin's 13-year-old law that effectively ended collective bargaining for teachers and most state government employees has rekindled a battle over labor rights in a state where the first public sector unions were formed 65 years ago. But before unions head back to the bargaining table, more legal fights await. At its core, the battle is over whether tens of thousands of teachers, nurses, prison guards, and other state government employees can bargain over their workplace conditions and salary. The Republican-controlled legislature has appealed the Monday ruling overturning the law. The case is expected to be decided by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates the conclusion of the 2024 nine-day gun deer hunt, which kicked off the holiday season in Wisconsin with opportunities to enjoy the outdoors, harvest food for the table, and create memories with family and friends. Preliminary license sales, harvest registration, and hunting incident numbers are now available. Preliminary figures indicate the number of deer hunters in Wisconsin slightly increased compared to 2023. As of 11:59 Sunday night, sales for deer hunting privileges reached 791,023, up from 788,697 for the same time period last year. Of those, 553,652 were for gun privileges only, up from 553,479 in 2023. Since the opening of the bow and crossbow seasons, Wisconsin hunters have registered 289,361 deer. This harvest is 8.7% ahead of the same time last year. Deer hunting license and harvest authorization sales will continue throughout the remaining deer hunting seasons. Final license sales figures will be available in January, when DNR staff will perform a thorough analysis and interpretation. Preliminary figures show hunters registered 189,622 deer during the 2024 gun deer season, including 89,787 antlered and 99,835 antlerless deer. Compared to 2023, the gun season harvest total is up 5.2% statewide, with the antlered harvest up 3.6% and the antlerless harvest up 6.6%. Adams County in the Central Farmland Zone led the state with 12.4 deer registered per square mile. Vernon County led the Southern Farmland Zone with 7 deer registered per square mile. Adams County also led the Central Forest Zone, registering 4 deer per square mile. Finally, Florence County led the Northern Forest Zone with 2.9 registered per square mile. Elsewhere in the Southern Farmland Zone, Vernon County recorded 5,502 harvested deer. Grant County recorded 4,084. Columbia County registered 3,747 deer. Sauk registered 3,429. Crawford had a total of 3,245. Richland County registered 3,120 deer harvested. Iowa County had 1,849. And Lafayette had 1,400 deer harvested. The total deer harvested in the Southern Farmland Zone was 40,847. The DNR reports only one non-fatal firearm-related hunting incident during the 2024 gun deer season. Friday, November 29th, at approximately 4 o'clock in Wheatland Township in Vernon County, a 14-year-old boy was sitting in an enclosed tower stand with his father hunting on private property. The victim's father heard what sounded like a gunshot in the distance. Shortly after, the victim felt pain in his feet and found that he was shot through both the left and right foot. The victim was transported privately to the hospital and received medical treatment for his injuries. The shooter has been identified and an investigation is pending. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the City of Platteville has applied for a 50% matching grant as part of the Urban Green Space sub-program of the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. The grant will assist with purchasing 11.2 acres of land in the City of Platteville. The City of Platteville plans to acquire the 5 parcels to expand its trail network system. The city proposes to develop 4 of the 5 parcels into a trail corridor and 1 parcel into a trailhead parking lot. If acquired, recreational activities will include hiking, cross-country skiing, picnicking, fishing, limited trapping, archery, hunting, and scenic enjoyment. The DNR is proposing to make the determination that the prohibition of gun hunting is necessary to protect public safety because of the parcel's proximity to a school, a hospital, and commercial buildings. The DNR has also determined a prohibition on the use of body-gripping, jawed, and/or cable restraint traps is necessary to protect against user conflict. The DNR's initial assessment of the allowed nature-based outdoor activities may be downloaded from the Stewardship Public Notice webpage or you may request a copy via email by contacting Cheryl Housley at cheryl.housley@wisconsin.gov. The public is encouraged to submit written comments on the proposed acquisition by December 5th to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. A man convicted of killing three people in 2021 has been sentenced to prison. Naya Teo will serve at least 50 years behind bars, the earliest he will be eligible for parole after being convicted of shooting and killing three men at a quarry near West Salem. The men were killed over a $600 debt. Another man involved in the deaths received a similar sentence, with the eligibility for parole set at 35 years. This was the second trial for Teo, whose first trial ended in a mistrial after jurors couldn't reach a verdict. River Valley Players is journeying back to 1947 with their production of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, taking place in Spring Green's Guard Theater. The retelling of the beloved holiday story of community and connection will also showcase live music and live local commercials. It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, is directed by Patrick Hagan.
We started talking about taking the story and Jay adapting what was the Lux Theater version of it with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed that was done in, I think, 47 in L.A. And so Jay took that script and has adapted it to Spring Green. So we're pretending that in 1947, Spring Green had its own professional radio company, and they, in this fictional 1947 that we're playing, they were doing this show live and broadcasting it nationally.
The audience is encouraged to enjoy a trip back in time where folks used to sit around the radio and listen to stories. Frank Capra's 1947 classic film, It's a Wonderful Life, came on the scene shortly after World War II. Adapting the story of George Bailey in Bedford Falls to Spring Green in the radio play format has brought together a group of people dedicated to art and storytelling. Jay Rath, who plays the announcer in the production, adapted the 1947 Lux Radio Theater script to a fictional 1947 Spring Green.
If we did an absolutely authentic radio production from 1947, it would be kind of visually boring. But it was radio. That was the point. So Patrick has introduced elements of conventional theater. So there will be some props. There will be some furniture, some indications of mood and location and so on. So there's a little bit of each, but make no mistake, it is going to be a radio show, radio performance with microphones and theater of the mind. People will have to envision the full depth of the scenes as we proceed.
River Valley Players' production of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, a part of the Chamber's Country Christmas, will run December 5th through 8th at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. Director Hagan conceptualized the production with the help of the River Valley Players Board.
Well, we are going to do it on what's called the first weekend of Country Christmas in Spring Green. So we're going to do a show on the 5th, which is a Thursday, 7 p.m. on the 5th. And then we've got some activities going on the 6th, which is the Friday. So we're not going to do a show on the 6th, but then we've got a show at 7 p.m. on the 7th. And then on Sunday, the 8th, we have a 1 p.m. show and a 6 p.m. show. So everyone's got to work extra hard on the 8th.
Tickets for River Valley Players' production of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, are available online at rivervalleyplayers.org and in person at North Earth Crystals and Gifts on West Jefferson Street in Spring Green. General admission is $10 and $5 for children 12 and under. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Rick Manning.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Baskerville, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93, of Spring Green, died last Tuesday at home following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93, of Spring Green. Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaugh, 74, of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday at 11 at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements for Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaugh, 74, of Hillsboro. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green, died Wednesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Burial will be Friday at 10 in the Norway Grove Cemetery, DeForest. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71, of Spring Green, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial will be established in Rick's name. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71, of Spring Green. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center. Marjorie Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center, died Saturday at a Grace Hospice Care in Fitchburg. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Marjorie Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly Thursday at Aspirus Hospital, Wausau. Funeral services will be held Saturday, December 14th at 11 o'clock at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday, December 14th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Whitetails Unlimited, Wisconsin headquarters. Lawrence Paul Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County.
All About Pets on WRCO-FM is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Holiday gift shopping has begun. And shopping for pets can be just as daunting as shopping for humans. That said, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society offers the following suggestions. grooming tools, food and water dishes, and pet beds make great gifts for pets. Avoid toys that have ribbons, strings, sewn-on decorations, or objects within objects, like bells inside a ball. Think twice before buying pet toys that cost a lot of money. Lots of times, pets like the boxes the toys come in better than the toys. And finally, remember the greatest gift that you can give your pets are the time you spend with them and your love. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Not too bad today. We had some spots of sunshine, some cooler temperatures, highs scrape the upper 20s, and winds are starting to get breezy. As they become even feistier overnight tonight, we become cloudy. And overnight lows don't fall much. In fact, they hover there in the mid-20s. But don't let the actual temperatures fool you. I mean, we're going to hit the mid-30s tomorrow, but the winds are going to be blasting out of the west at 40 miles per hour. This is obviously going to be slapping a wind chill on top of that. So high temperatures will really feel more like the upper teens. And with overnight lows being plummeted to the single digits and the winds not easing up, prepare for a frigid Thursday morning. In fact, wind chills will be plummeting all the way to near negative 20. And of course, with the winds whipping and cloudy skies, spotty snow showers are definitely possible tomorrow afternoon. We could see around a trace to a half an inch would be the max amount. A few flurries continue through tomorrow night, and then the sunshine returns on Thursday. But that's the cold morning, don't forget. Throughout the afternoon, we stay breezy and crisp, with highs only reaching the low 20s. We'll start to get a little boost on Friday into the upper 20s with winds easing and partly sunny skies. Then a few more clouds mix in there on Saturday, but more warmth does too. In fact, we'll climb above freezing to the upper 30s. We'll fall back below freezing Saturday night and into early Sunday morning. Then we'll see some partly cloudy skies and more mild temperatures returning. In fact, quite a warm up for Sunday. Highs in the upper 40s. Yep, nearing 50. And this, of course, is because the system is moving our way. It's bringing in those warmer temperatures out ahead of it, and chances of rain roll in by night. This means for Monday, it'll be mild, mostly cloudy, with on and off light rain showers likely, and high temperatures remaining in the low 40s. So while you're shivering on Thursday morning, just keep in mind that Sunday and Monday will be nice, but damp. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy and 23 degrees after a high today of 28 and the morning low of 17. Yesterday's high was 22 and we received an eighth of an inch of snow. Record high set back in 1982 is 65 degrees with a record low of 17 below that was set back in 1985. Last year's high was 37 with a low of 33. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:26 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:17. The winds are out of the northwest at 5 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 16, and our barometric pressure is 30.08, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 23 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Here is Phil Nee with a list of this evening's high school events.
High school wrestling tonight in the area. Viroqua hosts Brookwood, Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative, North Crawford Seneca, and the host Blackhawks will be involved in that meet tonight. And at Cuba City, they will have a triangular. River Valley wrestles Mineral Point and Cuba City Benton Southwestern back-to-back this evening. In basketball, from the girls' side, New Lisbon at Ithaca, Richland Center at Hillsboro, Alma Center is at Royal, Lodi at Adams Friendship, Luther at Westby, Sauk Prairie at Wisconsin Dells, North Crawford visits DeSoto, Benton at Highland, Prairie du Chien at Holman, Seneca at LaFarge, Mauston at Sparta, Southwestern at Boscobel, Cuba City at Fenimore, Iowa Grand visits Mineral Point, Riverdale home against Darlington, and the River Valley girls are on the road at Wisconsin Heights. In boys' basketball, Brookwood at North Crawford, Wisconsin Heights at Dodgeville, Lancaster at Darlington, DeSoto at Cassville, Royal at Seneca, Sparta at Reedsburg, Westby visits Cashton, Baraboo is home against Toma, Mount Horeb at Monroe, GET at Mauston, it's also Richland Center on the road at Sauk Prairie, and Evansville is playing at River Valley. That game is coming up on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Here is veteran Blackhawks coach Luke Thatcher.
Evansville's very young. They've been on our schedule since we having to do with when they restructured the sectional sitting. Evansville was in our sectional, and by the time the athletic directors got us playing each other, they switched the sectionals again. So they went to the seating a little bit differently, but that group has been, it's been a good game for us. You know, it's not that much farther than like our Prairie du Chien games, and a little different style of basketball. Again, it pushes our limits and helps us grow for what it is that we're going to see throughout the year.
Pre-game time begins around 7 o'clock tonight, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports, and then it's Evansville at River Valley. Tonight's featured boys basketball game on the radio. I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Marquette and Wisconsin are moving higher in this week's AP men's basketball poll. Wins over Stonehill and Western Carolina have boosted the Golden Eagles all the way up to number 5. They were 10th last week. They play on the road at Iowa State tomorrow night. The Badgers move up 4 spots to number 11. They claimed wins over Pitt and Chicago State. The Badgers will open their Big Ten conference schedule at home tonight against Michigan. Wisconsin enters the game with an 8-0 record. The Wolverines are 6-1, and they're coming off a 25-point rout of a ranked Xavier team in the Fort Myers tip-off. The top three scorers for first-year coach Dusty May are all transfer portal rivals. Trey Donaldson transferred from Auburn, Roddy Gale from Ohio State, and Danny Wolf from Yale. Tip-off at the Kohl Center is scheduled for 8 o'clock tonight, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, also online at WRCE.fm and on the Civic Media app. Pre-game will start at around 7. Bucks forward Chris Middleton says he wants to be on the court more than anyone else wants for him. When asked by reporters, Middleton couldn't offer a firm date for his return. He had surgery on both ankles, and he says he is progressing, but it's just slower. The Journal Sentinel reports that the All-NBA performer says it's important to be smart and not return to the lineup until he is ready. He has already missed nearly a quarter of Milwaukee's NBA schedule. Middleton won't be playing when the Bucks meet Detroit tonight in the league's midseason tournament. Packers safety Xavier McKinney leads the NFC in fan voting for the Pro Bowl. He is one of several Green Bay players with a chance to make the roster for the game. Jair Alexander is the second-ranked cornerback, and running back Josh Jacobs, center Josh Myers, edge rusher Rashawn Gary, linebacker Quay Walker, punter Daniel Whelan, and long snapper Matt Orzech are all third at their positions. Fan voting continues through December 23rd, and then players and coaches vote on December 27th. And prolific receiver Sterling Sharp and Super Bowl winning coach Mike Holmgren have advanced to the final stage of voting for the 2025 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. Sharp was picked as one of the three finalists in the seniors category for players whose career ended in 1999 or earlier, along with Maxie Bond and Jim Tyrer. Holmgren was picked as the lone finalist in the coaching category, and Ralph Hay, who helped found the NFL more than a century ago, was the finalist in the contributor category. Between one and three of these finalists will get voted into the hall. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
At Richland Cattle Center, every Wednesday morning at 11:30, they kick things off with baby calves, followed by open heifers. By noon, it's time for the milk cows. Then they move on to springing cows and first calf heifers. Richland Cattle Center auctions feature fresh cows, first calf heifers, milking and bred back cows, bred heifers, springing cows, and even a breeding age bull. Baby heifer and bull calves are always ready too. Visit their website for the latest updates, and remember, you can view all cattle individually before the auction. Plus, they milk all lactating cows after the sale to ensure better udder health. Need transportation? They've got that covered too. Join Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30 for a smooth and easy cattle buying experience. They receive, care for, and milk cattle 7 days a week. The Richland Cattle Center, your ultimate cattle auction destination every Wednesday.
Furniture, decor, and more has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby. Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans and cattle were higher Tuesday. Corn finished lower and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, Stein has been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans did end the session modestly higher. Development weather in most of South America remains favorable, with the trade anticipating big crops. Soybean products were up, with oil in the lead on global demand expectations, which spilled over into soybeans. January beans were up 6.5 at 991 and 3/4. March was 6.25 higher at 997 and a quarter. January soybean meal was up $2.50 at $290.40. January soybean oil was 72 points higher at $42.14. Corn ended the session weak, also monitoring weather in South America with rain in the forecast for parts of Argentina. Demand continues to be solid from the feed, fuel, and export sectors. March corn was down 0.25 at 432 and 0.25. May was a penny lower at 438. And wheat was mixed, mostly modestly higher. Russia's cap on exports could boost U.S. sales, but Moscow still has the near-term price advantage. U.S. winter wheat's in good shape, with most of the crop now dormant. March Chicago was 0.25 higher at 547.5. March Kansas City wheat was up 1.25 at 541.75. March Minneapolis wheat was 2.25 higher at 590. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher ahead of this week's direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. February live was up $1.15 at 189.07. April was $1.02 higher at 191.15. January feeders were $2.45 higher at 259.30. March feeders were up $1.72 at 257.27. And hogs were mixed, unable to follow through on the early gains for the most part, with pork lower at midday. February was down a dime at 87.85, and April was 15 lower at 92.32. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new GO3UO8D brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Get more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/cornyield.
Quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices had been floated in the south at $192 to $194 live, but weren't ever established in the north. Box beef closed sharply lower and lower on light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 368 at $309.33. Select was $1.67 lower at $275.33. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down nearly 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a huge negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director up 292 with a weighted average of 86.89. The Iowa Minnesota was 412 higher with a weighted average of 88.69. The Western Corn Belt up 480 with a weighted average of 88.77. Pork values closed sharply lower, down 305 at 89.61. And estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up about 500 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Ag economist Scott Brown says USDA is forecasting an already record trade deficit in the U.S. to grow even larger in 2025.
So what would have started October 1st of 2024, $45.5 billion, so net importer. So when we look, we're talking about becoming bigger net importers.
More news is next.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new GO3UO8D brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Give more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/cornyield.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Agencies are working together to help the sustainable aviation fuel industry grow. Valerie Reed with the U.S. Department of Energy says DOE, USDA, and the Federal Aviation Administration have released a SAF Grand Challenge roadmap.
We signed a memorandum of understanding to develop these technologies such that we can produce 3 billion gallons by 2030 and 35 billion gallons of sustainable aviation fuel by 2050.
Iowa's Deputy Ag Secretary says he's optimistic Japan will expand its purchases of U.S. ethanol. Grant Minke tells Brownfield it was a big discussion point during a recent trade mission to the country.
Right now, cars in Japan are running on the equivalent of an E1.9, but now the regulations have been cleared to allow for up to 10% ethanol by 2030.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Timsock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a good sale. Large squares topped at $210 a ton and large rounds topped at $80 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. WGLR Holiday Auction will be December 7th. Start time is approximately 8:15 a.m. Online only auction ending December 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. For more info, go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Crop insurance has changed over the years with improved options and coverage for more specialty crops. Francie Tolley with USDA's Risk Management Agency tells Brownfield there are many options to discuss with crop insurance agents since every farm is different and so are the coverage plans. We'll hear more from her next on today's Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Ellie Robinson from Mineral Point High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Ellie loves high school sports and will get the opportunity to take her skill to the college ranks in cross country.
I'm so grateful to be surrounded by people that have helped me get to that level and glad that I worked hard and was able to commit to South Dakota State.
She grew up on a farm and said 4-H and FFA have helped her grow.
I think FFA is a great organization. They provide a lot of knowledge about not just agriculture, but life in general. FFA really does make you get out there a little bit. It also teaches you a lot of values and skills. Like, I've learned a lot about responsibility, hard work ethic.
She's enjoying volunteering and working to help others.
I think it's very important to help others who are not as fortunate. I think it's important that they have a good life and they get the opportunities that other people have.
At BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Nancy Tolley with USDA's Risk Management Agency says their goal is to have a way for all farmers to insure their crops, which means expanded use of existing programs and new specialty crop coverages.
Each year, we continue to look at what crops we cover and don't cover, and we get feedback from producers across the nation. So we've developed individual policies, but also we've developed the whole farm revenue coverage, which will cover all the crops under one policy for larger farmers, and then the micro farm policy for small diversified farms. So if you're growing a lot of crops that maybe don't have individual coverage, you can still get coverage through the crop insurance program. So the focus really is we want to offer crop insurance to every producer, regardless of what they're growing, and that's the goal. So we continue to develop those kinds of programs.
I don't know for sure, but I've been told that my region of home, central Wisconsin, where there's a lot of vegetable growers for the canning industry, that they like that whole farm coverage. Their rotation includes one or two crops that does not get normal coverage. Mm-hmm. That whole farm really comes in handy for growers like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the intent of that program. And we've continued to make changes based on producer feedback and agent, crop insurance agent feedback on what we can do to make that policy better.
You see any changes coming there?
For Whole Farm, you know, we've really made so many changes. I don't know that there's really a lot on the table going forward, but we continue to have those conversations with diversified farmers because it is so different. Absolutely, there are probably changes out there that some producer would love to talk to us about, and we encourage that.
Some of the specialty crops like cherries, apples, blueberries, they don't have a lot of other types of crops on their farms. Are they best covered under Whole Farm or under a different type of policy?
That just depends, but there are individual policies for those crops that you just mentioned, so that's a great option. Sometimes they'll have individual coverage like that and then have Whole Farm on top of it as an umbrella type coverage. So that's where it goes back to producers talking to their agent and talking about what their operation looks like and really being able to tailor their crop insurance to what their operation looks like. You know, crop insurance is not a one size fits all. So that's the nice thing. It's not just a program that you fit in this box and if you don't, too bad. There's a lot of different options. There's a lot of different coverages available.
That's Francie Talley with USDA's Risk Management Agency. And I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Snuggle up this season with two recliners for just $750. Shop A-Plus Furniture's Black Friday sale today.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. Marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There'll be parties for hosts and
marshmallows and toasts
and caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Winter is here and it's cold outside. Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. To help you keep warm this winter, we have many different types of LP and kerosene heaters. We carry LP tanks from 1 pound up to the big 100 pound tanks. Also, if you already have a tank, stop in and we'd be more than happy to fill it for you. We also carry 2.5 gallon jugs of kerosene also. So please stop in to Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as usual, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features 2 farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School boys basketball team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School boys basketball team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
100.9 WRCO. I've never quit on anything. If things are tough, I always stay and never walk away. I was taught to work it out. You're so tired.
That was Sarah Evans with 21 Days here on Country and Community. Good evening. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here bringing some music to you up until we have high school basketball action. That's boys action. Evansville at River Valley with Philney making the call. The pregame should start between 6:50 and 7 o'clock. I'm hoping you're having a great Tuesday evening. Kind of a cool one out there. 23 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer at 5:55. Just want to let you know that the River Valley Music Booster Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser is being held tonight until 7:30 at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Advance tickets are priced at $12 for adults and $6 for children 10 and under. Tickets at the door will be a dollar more. Dine-in and drive-through will be available. Proceeds benefiting the RVHS musical. And a giving tree is set up at the Royal Bank in Lone Rock for anyone who would like to take a tag from the tree and purchase the Christmas gift for a veteran in a nursing home nearby.
Christmas treasures on WRCO Radio are a gift to you and your family from the WCCU Credit Union and Joan Chevrolet.
From the smallest towns to the busiest cities, Christmas brings joy to every corner of our world. Let's fill this season with laughter, love, and light, because Christmas is for everyone, everywhere.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
They say the best gifts come from the heart. This Christmas, let your giving reflect the love you feel. Whether it's a warm hug, a handwritten card, or a kind word, treasure the joy that only giving can bring. Merry Christmas from all of us to you.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Jones Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
Straight back home.